Hello everyone, I'm Brian Zimmerman with Becker's Hospital Review. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. Today, I am pleased to be joined by our guest as we discuss using patient engagement tools to improve quality and patient satisfaction. We are thrilled to hear from Sean Smith today. Sean is the Senior Director of Strategic Consumer Integration with Community Health Systems. Sean, welcome to the podcast. We're thrilled to have you join us.
Yeah, thanks for the time today, Brian. Really appreciate the invitation.
Great, so let's dive in. Can you talk about how effective patient engagement strategies can help close gaps in care, assist with medication adherence and care plan follow-up?
Sure, so, you know, as much as we can enable the patients to take better control of their care and how they communicate with your providers, I think that's really top of the priority. A big part of it is really the relationship with the provider. You know, we talk a lot about technology, and especially in the world that we live in today, technology is kind of the driving force behind a lot of things. But we as patients, I think that, you know, closing gaps in care and making sure we're taking our medication and making sure we're following that care plan relies on a good relationship with that provider, on being told a story. You know, we as patients, we don't like bullet points. Like, we like to be part of a story, and you know, being told that you need to go see your ophthalmologist once a year is very different from being told the story of you need to go see your ophthalmologist once a year because, you know, type 1 diabetes has a high likelihood of blindness and retinopathy, and that creates a whole different context in the mind of a patient. So I don't want to ignore the part that the provider has in this, just in the face to face. I mean, as far as the technology goes, as much as anything, it's really about supporting and reinforcing the education and the ability to communicate with the provider. So people are terrible robots. You know, everything that I do every day is on my calendar, and I rely on my calendar to tell me 15 minutes before I have a meeting and what my schedule looks like. And I think we as patients are kind of the same way. And so we can use technology to our advantage in that context where, you know, if we know based on your clinical data that you're a type 1 diabetic and you also have high blood pressure, with the technology today and with that cell phone in your pocket, we can outreach you and have it be very customized and very, very patient specific to say, you know, you being a diabetic, you being, you know, a cardio patient, it's been a year since you've had an A1C or a foot exam. It's been 6 months since you've been in and had your blood pressure checked. So using the technology to really drive the behavior of the patient, it helps close gaps in care. And with the amount of clinical data we've got today, we can aim at dozens of gaps in care, you know, from pediatric gaps to cardiology gaps and OB gaps and just regular well visits. You know, medication adherence is really the same idea. It's just making sure the patient is educated, not just what medication that they're taking, what are the symptoms, what are the side effects, what does it mean to take this medication, and being able to follow up with the patient and communicate with the patient in a way just to say, you know, not only did we provide you a script for this med, but hey, did you get it filled? Are you taking it? If not, why aren't you taking it? Is the pill too big? Does it make you feel funny? You know, it's all about the education and that ability to communicate with the provider. And the care plan follow-up exactly the same way. Like, it gives us, the patient, a gateway to you as their provider and vice versa, just to make sure you understand what your care plan is, you understand what you're supposed to be doing, and that really helps drive better behavior and better outcomes on the patient side.
Sean, so why are healthy patients more satisfied with their providers?
At the risk of sounding like I'm oversimplifying it, I think healthy patients are more satisfied because they're healthy, right? We're consumers, and healthcare, especially today, is really being driven by this idea of consumerism, as it should be. It's a service and a product that we're paying for, and when we're a consumer and we're supposed to be provided a product or a service, that's what our expectation is. And our expectation is, from going to a provider, be it a mid-level or a surgeon or a PCP, is that we end up healthy and or we stay healthy. But we've really got to develop that relationship with our providers. So, you know, I go back to what I said before about the storytelling. it's the reason social media advertising is so prolific, is we as people listen to our friends and family, and we listen to those people because that's who we trust. When our providers develop that relationship with us in a way that makes us trust them, that helps us as patients get more engaged. And then when they give us tools to do that, like letting us know we've got an appointment and being able to outreach after the fact and say, hey, you just came and saw me. Thanks for coming. How was your experience? Would you recommend to family and friends? How were the nurses? How was the front desk? You know, allowing that feedback really helps drive satisfaction with providers. And we know, I mean, studies show, right, that providers who spend more time with their patients and spend more time specifically educating their patients get sued less. It's not that they all got straight A's in medical school, and it's not that they're all the best providers, but they spend the most time making sure that their patients are educated. And we know that educated patients have better outcomes. We know that engaged patients have better outcomes. And we know generally people with better outcomes end up spending less. They're less tax, less of a tax on the overall system. They're less of a tax on the provider. So it really just drives satisfaction all the way around. So again, being healthy is the side effect of all this, but we know that this relationship with a provider and this preventative clinical viewpoint and this technology supporting it all helps us drive better care and helps us be happier because, again, we're healthier.
And can you talk a little bit about what effect a well-informed family has on overall care plan adherence and just patient satisfaction in general?
Yeah, so I work with one of my quality people, and she says pretty incessantly that quality is a team sport, and I tend to believe that, you know, and good health is a team sport too. It really can take a village, especially with diseases that put a significant burden on you as a patient, but also you as a family. And so here's another reason that technology can be so helpful. Communicating diagnosis and symptoms and next steps and all the medication information and all of it, it's very difficult to do to one patient, one person, much less an entire family. And a lot of diseases, acute conditions especially, are family diseases. With technology around patient engagement, we can do things like delegate access to your family. So they can not only read what you're reading, they can be part of the feedback. You know, they can feel like they have a voice, they can feel like that they're understood, they can feel like they know what's going on, that they're not in the dark, which a lot of patients feel like, you know, when there's some new condition, when there's some major impactful instance in somebody's life that in most cases is brand new for people. I'll use the example of actually my family. So I don't mind saying I'm a type 1 diabetic. I was diagnosed when I was 12 or 13. And that of course, especially when you're a kid, it's a family disease. And when I walked out of the ICU after 2 or 3 weeks, and my family left the hospital, we didn't have much, and granted, this was 20, 30 years ago, so we didn't have much of a care plan. We didn't really understand what the next steps were. We didn't understand as a family. We knew I had to take shots, and we knew I had to watch my diet, and we knew I had to take my blood sugar. That was the care plan. And there was so much of a gap between what we needed to do and what we actually knew about that as patients, our patient satisfaction would have been extremely low. And it wasn't because the doctors were inadequate, and it wasn't because the nurses were inadequate or even the care was inadequate. It was that education piece. It was making sure that we were well informed when we walked out of there and that we knew what we were doing, because that's just so important. So really, I think that's where it ties in, is well-informed families feel like they have control. It feels like they have the ability to make decisions, and good decisions based on their care. You know, technology can help support that, and that makes for more satisfied patients.
So how has the patient experience changed since patient engagement has, you know, been evolving over the last 5 years?
I think it's becoming, you know, you hear it talked about even on this podcast and articles and all over the place, that it's really become this idea of consumer engagement, but very, very patient consumer centric and very customized. So we're treating the patient much more like a consumer now. There's also a lot more automation around your patient experience. You know, I mentioned the pushing of data, the calendar idea of, you don't have to go get it. It's there for you. It's being pushed to you. You know, our patient engagement strategy as a whole is to make sure to give the patient what they need, when they need it, where they are. You know, sending an email to a patient who spends, 10 minutes a day on a computer, if that, isn't that effective? But look, we all have these little supercomputers in our pockets that we access every day. 90% of all texts are read within 3 minutes. That's insane. But it does mean that device is an incredible tool for us to push information. The level of information in that push is really important. And I go back to my diabetes. You know, when I was first diagnosed, I had to go check my blood sugar, because I decided to go check it maybe 3-4 times a day. That's a tiny amount of data. It doesn't give me much in the way of a way to make decisions. There's no trending information there for the most part. It gives me information at that moment in time. Technology has taken us to a place today where I have a continuous glucose monitor. It sends to my phone every 5 minutes what my blood sugar is. So that's analogous to what we're trying to do across all patient engagement. It's this push of as much information as possible to the patient in a meaningful way, in a meaningful time frame, to make better decisions. You know, here's your A1C, and here's your kidney function, and here's your, and by the way, I can provide patient-provided information. Here's my exercise proclivity, and here's my blood pressure and my heart rate. And when you can aggregate all that data, you know, it changes the patient experience in a way that is really meaningful, because it facilitates making much, much better decisions. And adding in that mobile technology piece, it makes it even more powerful. I don't have to wait to get home to look on my computer to do this. I don't have to find time during my day where I can sit down. It's on my device. It gets pushed to me. So when I walk out of the hospital, there's a big difference between there being a portal out there where the information exists, to be fair, but me as a patient, and we've proven statistically over the years, it's unlikely I'm going to go out there and find that data and then do something with it, or know what to do with it or how to decipher it. We just don't do that. You know, I mean, patient portal adoption rates are really low. But if you just send that information to me when I leave the doctor's office or when I leave the hospital, or again, you send me a notice when I need to come in for an A1C, that is much more powerful use of information. And that drives a much better experience for me, because I don't have to try so hard. And I know that, again, people are bad robots. I know that if I've got an appointment coming up, I'm going to get reminded. And I know that if I've missed an A1C, I'm going to get reminded of that. So this patient experience as a whole, really driven by technology, I think more than anything else, has made it easier for patients to make good decisions and provided us this ability to aggregate all this data, because there's so many disparate sources of data out there, right? There's your own doctor, and then there's CMS, and then there's what you have on your phone, and then there's your specialist, and then, you know, and they're probably all on different EMRs, and, you know, there's so much meaningful data there. But to pull all that together, that's really the next tough part. So again, as a whole patient experience, I think technology just makes things much easier for us to connect with our providers and to make good decisions, because it gives us this data and it helps drive our behavior in a way that we just haven't had the capability to do before.
Thank you, Sean. I think this idea of empowering patients with meaningful information is really compelling. And I just want to thank you for sharing your thoughts and expertise with us today. And thank you to Allscripts for sponsoring this podcast. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting beckershospitalreview.com and navigating to the multimedia tab. Thank you for joining us.